and it helps to make her day just a little bit better. This is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 115. Welcome. I'm glad you're here. This is our daily appointment to read God's Word together. We're reading the Bible in a year. By the way, I'm Steve Webb, and I'm your host. If you'd like to write to me, and I'd love to hear from you, my email is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Our reading today is Psalms 48 through 50. There's a lot of Bible translations out there, and if you'd like to know which ones I'm using today, go to bible.lifespringmedia.com and look at episode 115. You know, it takes money to run this thing called lifespringmedia.com, and I don't take any outside advertising. If you'd like to find out why and how you can help support the show, go to lifespringmedia.com/support. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we open your word today, speak to our hearts, Lord. Open our eyes, open our ears. Help us to hear what it is you're saying to us on this day. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's begin. Psalms chapter 48. The Lord is great. He should be highly praised. His holy mountain is the city of our God. Its beautiful peak is the joy of the whole earth. Mount Zion is on the northern ridge. It is the city of the great King. God is in its palaces. He has proved that he is a stronghold. The kings have gathered. They marched together. When they saw Mount Zion, they were astonished. They were terrified and ran away in fear. Trembling seized them, like the trembling that a woman experiences during labor. With the east wind, you smashed the ships of Tarshish. The things we had only heard about, we have now seen in the city of the Lord of armies, in the city of our God. God makes Zion stand firm forever. Selah. Inside your temple, we carefully reflect on your mercy, O God. Like your name, O God, your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is filled with righteousness. Let Mount Zion be glad, and the cities of Judah rejoice because of your judgments. Walk around Zion, go around it, count its towers, examine its embankments, walk through its palaces. Then you can tell the next generation, this God is our God forever and ever. He will lead us beyond death. Psalm chapter 49. Hear this, all you peoples. Listen, all who live in this world, both low and high, rich and poor alike. My mouth will speak words of wisdom. The meditation of my heart will give you understanding. I will turn my ear to a proverb. With the harp, I will expound my riddle. Why should I fear when evil days come, when wicked deceivers surround me, those who trust in their wealth and boast of their great riches? No one can redeem the life of another or give to God a ransom for them. The ransom for a life is costly. No payment is ever enough, so that they should live on forever and not see decay. For all can see that the wise die, that the foolish and the senseless also perish, leaving their wealth to others. Their tombs will remain their houses forever, their dwellings for endless generations, though they had named lands after themselves. People, despite their wealth, do not endure. They are like the beasts that perish. This is the fate of those who trust in themselves and of their followers who approve their sayings. They are like sheep and are destined to die. Death will be their shepherd, but the upright will prevail over them in the morning. Their forms will decay in the grave, far from their princely mansions. But God will redeem me from the realm of death. He will surely take me to himself. Do not be overawed when others grow rich, when the splendor of their houses increases. For they will take nothing with them when they die. Their splendor will not descend with them. Though while they live they count themselves blessed, and people praise you when you prosper, they will join those who have gone before them, who will never again see the light of life. People who have wealth but lack understanding are like the beasts that perish. Psalms chapter 50. From the rising of the sun to where it sets, God, the Lord God, speaks, calling out to the earth. From Zion, perfect in beauty, God shines brightly. Our God is coming. He won't keep quiet. A devouring fire is before him. a storm rages all around him. God calls out to the skies above and to the earth in order to judge his people. Bring my faithful to me, those who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. The skies proclaim his righteousness because God himself is the judge. Selah. Listen, my people, I will now speak. Israel, I will now testify against you. I am God, your God. I'm not punishing you for the sacrifices or for your entirely burned offerings, which are always before me. I won't accept bulls from your house or goats from your corrals, because every forest animal already belongs to me, as do the cattle on 1,000 hills. I know every mountain bird. Even the insects in the field are mine. Even if I were hungry, I wouldn't tell you, because the whole world and everything in it already belongs to me. Do I eat bull's meat? Do I drink goat's blood? Offer God a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Fulfill the promises you made to the Most High. Cry out to me whenever you are in trouble. I will deliver you, then you will honor me. But to the wicked, God says, why do you talk about my laws? Why do you even mention my covenant? You hate discipline, and you toss my words behind your back. You make friends with thieves whenever you see one. You spend your time with adulterers. You set your mouth free to do evil, then harness your tongue to tell lies. You sit around talking about your own siblings. You find fault with the children of your very own mother. You've done these things, and I've kept quiet. You thought I was just like you. But now I'm punishing you. I'm laying it all out right in front of your face. So consider this carefully, all you who forget God, or I'll rip you to pieces with no one to deliver you. The one who offers a sacrifice of thanksgiving is the one who honors me, and it is to the one who charts the correct path that I will show divine salvation. Well, I'm going to talk about Psalms 50 today. God, who owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, does not find pleasure in the sacrifice of bulls or rams or, in our modern time, money. What he desires is our hearts, our devotion, our thanks, our praise, our us. He wants a people who acknowledge him for who he is and what he's done for us. He wants us to desire to know him, not to go through religious motions with no heart. I'm deeply in love with my wife, the lovely Lady Leanne. Of all the people on earth, she is the one who gives me a reason to get up in the morning. She's my world. We've been married for almost 31 years, and I still tell her multiple times a day that I love her. But more than that, I still look for ways to show her that I love her. Not because she requires it, but because I love to make her happy. And I'd never dream of doing something that I know would make her unhappy, even though sometimes I do. And when I become aware that I've disappointed her, I try to be quick to apologize. Leanne works outside the home. Most of the time, I do my work from home. On the days when she has to leave early in the morning, I usually get out of bed to make breakfast for her. I don't do it because she requires it or because it's an obligation. I do it because I love her, and it helps to make her day just a little bit better. The relationship I have with my wife is a type, an example of the relationship God wants to have with us. He desires that we love him, that we tell him so, that when we do things for him, it's because of that love, not because it's a requirement. As I find joy in doing things to make Leanne happy, God wants us to find joy in the things we do for him. Think of all that he's done for us before we even knew him. He gave us the gift of life. He gave us a beautiful planet upon which to live. He gave us music. He gave us sunshine. He gave us rain. He gave us puppies and kittens and the giggles of children. And he gave us his son, who so selflessly gave his life so that we could have fellowship with God for all eternity. For the life of me, I cannot understand people who reject such a God as this. I'd love to hear your comment. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow we're going to read Job 33 and 34. Elihu continues to talk. Please remember to visit lifespringmedia.com/support. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. Bye.